A just-released memo from State Treasurer Nick Corey indicates the Detroit Public School Rescue Package that was passed last week by the House falls way short of bringing financial stability to the district. Corey's memo spells out a gloomy prognosis. With no legislation, the district runs out of cash by July. But the House package means the DPS will be $22 million in the hole by August and $80 million by September. Now, this comes just as the state Senate starts digging into that House package with an eye toward reconciling the big differences between the two versions. Here with us is the legislator who led the effort to craft the DPS rescue package, the bipartisan package in the state Senate, Jeff Hansen, Republican senator from West Michigan. Welcome back to Stateside, Senator.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Did the treasurer's memo surprise you?
It really didn't, because it's the numbers that we've been working with since the beginning, since the governor first came out with his ideas on it. And so we have been talking about that amount. I'm glad that we finally have it broken down into showing exactly why. And like I say, it's nice to have that on paper so we have make sure we understand the reasons we're doing it.
It seemed to come as a surprise to Speaker of the House Cotter, who said he was kind of frustrated that they got that information after they passed the bills.
Well, yeah, I heard that too. And we've had some difficulty at times trying to reconcile the numbers to reality as we went through here. And it's important that we look at them and understand that there's probably other little things that we're not catching here. Some people say that is not enough money. We have some people say it's too much. I know I've been kind of just staying on the same amount because it makes sense to me. We had a shorter breakdown before, which kind of put it into five buckets. Now they've done it into three buckets, and then they broke it down even further so that people can see exactly where the dollars go.
Now what? You've got to reconcile the two versions, and where do things stand? What are the legislative tools you've got to working out the differences between your plan and the House plan? Because there's a lot of money separating the two.
There is, but with everything in front of them now, I think that helps. They can understand exactly why the dollars were asked for, the amounts were asked for. As we work through this, I think it's going to take a lot of communication to try and sit down and figure out exactly what the solution looks like.
Now, something that the House version got a lot of attention, the House version has that your version does not, and that's the provisions that get really tough with Detroit teachers and the union. And I was wondering, as this was rolled out, what were your thoughts about requiring teachers to reapply for their jobs and the provision that lets uncertified teachers teach in Detroit? How would those help fix the schools?
Well, I think you notice in my legislation that I made sure that it was very strong language that would have the teachers be part of the solution in the new school district. They're going to be the solution to this, is them being part of it because of, you know, they're the ones that do the work. They're on the ground every day. We need to make sure that they have the tools that they need. And they've been kind of working with one arm tied behind their back for a while without having the funding, with about $1,200 to $1,300 every single year for each child going towards debt. That's a big difference. That $1,200 to $1,300 should be going into the classroom to educate those kids.
As you work with House colleagues and reconcile the differences, do you feel you can imbue them with some of the insights you have on the situation these teachers are in?
I'm glad to talk to them about all of this, and it's just a matter of it's going to take time, and we have to kind of take a look at this together, because I've been working on this for a year, so I've been in Detroit, I don't know, 15 times at least, hundreds of hours of working on this and talking back and forth with people, making sure that the plan that we put together actually gives them the opportunity to be successful. We're not coming in and saying, hey, I'm fixing this for you. It's here's the tools that you need to be successful, because it has to be Detroit's solution, not Lansing's.
West Michigan Republican Senator Jeff Hansen. Great to talk with you, Senator. Thanks so much for taking time with us.
Thank you.